Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Way to go, Kyle. I'm staying my ground. What was that movie with the cow that was singing this? We've all seen it. And that was the name of the song. His dad used to sing that song all the time. I can't remember the name of the cartoon.
I mean, this is you today.
I won't back down. And listen.
And mounting evidence against you.
There's no mounting evidence against me. The facts are the facts.
The facts are, if you go to NFL.com,
you guys are moving the line. Love you to death, but you're moving the line. And the people that are trying to pressure me by calling me the camera, that's not going to work either. Because I am
I appreciate that as a bullying tactic.
The camera comparison, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Because
he tried to get out of a bet.
If I had lost the bet, my beard would be green today. And I would be at work, and Joe and Kyle be taking pictures, laughing and giggling with the thumbs up and all that. But that did not happen. Because on NFL.com, for all y'all that don't have smartphones, Google it at your workstation. And you Google Eagles defense. And it says, I don't care what Ross Tucker says, even though I love him to death, respect him. It says, when you Google Eagles defense, opponents allow points, it says 17.8. That's what it says. Mm. I don't make the rules.
Don't worry. We'll get other football guys on this.
I don't make the rules.
The trial of Hugh Douglas stretches on through the week.
I'm just saying. It's just one of those things. It's not me. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. It's just that's how it is. And then somebody want to call in and talk about points, you know what I'm saying, like field goals. I do recall when I played in the NFL that I was on the field when they kicked field goals. I was out. Well, not technically, I wasn't. They put a bigger guy out there, but
I was on the field. Actually, I wasn't. But no, it's a good story.
But you get what I'm saying. They put the bigger guys out there. But there have been times in field goals I've been out there. So technically, that was a defensive thing to do. They don't put offensive players out there.
What are you talking about? You've lost it. All right. Speaking of lost it, can we check in what's going on around the NFL? So we know Black Monday was yesterday. The Titans dismissed their GM today. So some teams lag behind and they do things on their own pace. But we know there's five openings. Kellen Moore, by the way, has been requested for interviews with the Saints and the Jaguars. So Kellen Moore's got a pair of interviews he's got lined up here as he tries to become a head coach. And that obviously would be a thing for the Eagles to have to fix, you know, in the offseason. But we'll get there. But we wanted to just check in with a couple franchises that are in some trouble here. Why don't we go to the Giants, who yesterday retained a 3-14 GM and a head coach. Let's listen to Jalen Hyatt, one of their wide receivers, his response to the head coach and GM coming back.
Your reaction to hearing that Devon Chaina comes back?
Yeah, that's good. That's good for them.
He said it's good for them.
That's good for them. Yeah, great. That's wonderful. All right. This one got me, though. So Shad Khan is the owner of the Jaguars, and it surprised a lot of people in the NFL. So he fired Doug yesterday. That was not a surprise. But he kept Trent Baalke, their GM.
Yeah. He's Teflon.
He's a cockroach. I mean, that guy survives anything.
Damn, Joe.
I mean, he is. I mean, there could be nuclear war and Trent Baalke would survive.
You called the man a cockroach. Damn.
How is he still alive? He's been a terrible executive.
What's this, his third head coach? Well, it will be, right?
It will be, yeah.
Because he survived what?
Who was before Doug down there?
It was Urban Meyer.
Survivor.
Who was before Urban? He was there.
Doug Marrone.
Yeah,
he was there before Urban. Or did
I think Baalke was there? Wasn't he there before?
We got to check this out. Well, yeah. He was with San Francisco for a while. I think he survived. They got rid of Jim Harbaugh and Kemp Trent Baalke. I mean, he has survived a lot. I don't know how he does it or whatever goes on.
He got promoted in 2020. So
that was Urban. I think. That
okay,
was
it was Urban.
But he. Okay, I think so he survived something in San Francisco.
This would be his third one.
His third Jaguar coach. Well, anyway, so he was. Shad Khan was on a Zoom yesterday, and I want you to just like picture this for a sec. You know, if you do a Zoom and there's someone else with you on the Zoom.
Yeah.
So Shad Khan is doing a Zoom. Reporters can ask questions. But Trent Baalke's also on the Zoom. Like, his picture's on the screen, too. And the owner of the Jaguars was asked, well, would you consider moving on from Baalke if a coaching candidate didn't want him? Listen to this.
So I'd actually like to go back to John's first question, Shad, back to you. I know you noted that if this head coaching candidate was to say, hey, I think the medical needs to be reevaluated, the health and wellness, if they were to say, I would like to reevaluate the front office and the general manager, what would your response be?
My response would be, how would you improve it? And then if it is credible, you know, I mean, you want to do it, okay?
I like the okay.
If it's like, so, if you present a good idea, yeah, I'll fire this guy in the Zoom.
So basically, what Shad has said is that if you provide me with a viable alternative, then we could go there. Baalke. Now that I think about it, when you hear that, you got to know. Oh heck, it's something else I want to say, but it's like, yeah, your days might be numbered, dog.
It's. I mean, I guess the analogy would be if someone said, would you ever leave your significant other in front of them and say, well, if you give me a better option, sure, I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how do you do that in front of the guy on the Zoom? Baalke's face during the whole thing is so good. All right,
you can, like, see him make, like, a – he almost, like, cringes when they ask about him.
His soul is leaving his body, the subject of this question.
Because he's like, damn.
What is he going to say?
Well, not only that. Because I'm sure, like, look at it like this. Whatever coach comes in there, what's the common denominator with the Jaguars?
Him.
He gone. He knows that. I mean, but the guy that takes that job, and I don't even think it would be hard to say. He'll probably say, hey, man, I have some ideas about certain players that you've drafted in the past. That
They stink.
I'm trying to be tactful. In my telling him that your GM stinks, and say, I have a guy that I've been working with for a while. He has some innovative ways to make this team better and make it more competitive in a division that is very winnable.
Sure.
So yeah, that's the way that you do that.
What a mess. What a mess. All right. This segment brought to you by Visit Delco. Have tickets to the Birds game this weekend. Make a night of it with the Eagles game day getaway from Visit Delco. Go to visitdelcopa.com and click the Eagles logo. Okay. Let's go to Ben in Delaware. Now Kyle and I have some representation on this, as we're going to have someone talk to you here, Hugh. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Ben, we're good. Just trying to get Hugh to realize he's wrong here. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, here's where I'm at with the whole thing. I think you guys are right with the numbers, but Hugh does not want to dye his beard green.
Obviously.
I want to let Hugh know that I personally, my beard right now is like a fuchsia between a pink and a purple. And I did that for my granddaughter.
Oh, I see.
So as a beloved Hall of Fame Eagle, I think you should do that to support your team.
He's saying if you love us and you love the Eagles,
this has evolved and meandered. Like, but you know what, Ben? I'm not mad at you because you're not the only one. I had people sliding in my DMs saying the same thing. Do it for the culture. Do it for the people.
Oh, I like that. For the culture. For the city.
No.
For the psyche of everyone.
So basically, y'all want me to prostitute myself for over a bet that I won?
Well, you lost, but sure.
I didn't lose.
Whatever makes you feel better.
I didn't lose. I did not lose.
Hey, you.
Yes,
you,
man. Yes.
Have you ever heard of a glitter beard?
You know what? Ironically, and I'm not going to go into detail, but somebody asked me to do that before.
Algorithm stuff, yeah.
No.
I think it was a personal request.
Oh, okay. We'll just leave that there.
I think you look great with a green glitter beard, man.
No, listen.
That'd be awesome.
Don't be trying to appeal to me, Ben. I know what you're doing, Ben. No, I'm not, because I'm one.
I've gotten so many compliments on my fuchsia beard.
See, man. ESP last night was like, hey, man, you should do it just because, I mean, you know, just for the spirit of it all. I'm like, for the spirit of it all?
He's right.
No.
How often can the entire city say Elliot's right? So rarely. Ben, appreciate the phone call, that this time Elliot's so right. He's so right.
The shot's being fired at everybody.
Elliot
is ridiculous.
All right, let's go to Bill in Lehigh Valley to tell you why he lost. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's up? First time, long time.
Appreciate it, Bill. What's going on?
All right, so I've been a gambler all my life, and it's really important on how you make the bet. What was the bet that Hugh exactly made?
that the Eagles defense, if the Eagles defense allowed 17 points or less per game, that he'd have to dye his beard green for the postseason.
Okay, so he did not say 17.0 points or less. He said 17 or less. So if he really meant that, it would have been anything under 17. So 17.8 is 17.
I like Bill's math.
Bill, your math sucks. Because you know why? If we're doing math, you like just because if I give you 17.5
right now, you're almost caught here.
No, I give you 17.5, but 17.8. If technically I can round up, I can say 18.
Oh, all right, so you just admitted that you'll give me 17.5. So any
admitting that,
whether it's 0.1 or 0.9, you lost the bet, my friend.
First of all, Bill, just because you're talking fast, don't mean you're going to confuse me with all these math equations. The bottom line is this: when I Google on NFL.com, it says 17.8. I won.
I agree with you. I 100% agree that it says 17.8, but you didn't say under 17.0. You just said 17 or under.
You know what, Bill? We did have this conversation, and I asked. We had this 17.0 conversation, and the agreement was that if it was 17.0, that I lost. And I said, but what if it's 17.1? Then that means I won.
Luckily, the official totals are under 17, so you lost. Without,
well, if you had that conversation, then I am wrong, but that's not what I heard.
I like how you tried to do it, Bill, but I appreciate that. But y'all,
appreciate
listen,
it. Good call.